You're tuned in to the Todd Coconato Show, otherwise known as The Remnant, one of the most listened to podcasts in the Christian community. You can visit our website, toddcoconato.com. And now broadcasting live around the world from Music City, USA, Nashville, Tennessee, here's the host of the show, Pastor Todd Coconato.
Don't let the heaviness of the world steal your joy. Don't let the heaviness of the world steal your joy. I want to welcome you to the Todd Coconato Show. So thankful that you're here. And please download our app. You can go to the App Store, any App Store, and just put Todd Coconato Ministries, and you will see a little red R, and that's a way to get content to you uncensored, especially if they take us down from social media, which I hope they don't do, but we never know because of the crazy dystopian censorship. It's like, you know, we're in Orwell's world. You know, they got the thought police out there. So at some point, we know in the near future that they are going to label biblical Christianity as, you know, hate. And I mean, they're already doing it, but, you know, more than they're doing it now. So please download the app. So listen, I want to talk about this because I see a lot of folks getting really heavy-hearted. And I feel your heaviness as a pastor. I have a shepherd's heart, and I care about your well-being. And trust me, if anybody understands the heaviness, we talk about the wicked plans and all the different things that these people are trying to do, from the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, and Noah Harari, and, you know, Barack Hussein Obama, and all the deep state people. So trust me, if anybody understands that we're in heavy times and we should certainly be watchmen and understand, discern the times, it's me. But that being said, one of the things that's allowed me to be successful, I guess you would say, in the ministry, and I don't say that lightly, I consider success when you please the Lord, when you do His work. But the duration of the time, I mean, over 20 years that we've been doing this, the reason that I've been able to do this is because at the end of the day, and this is a big one, I'm able to lay down even the heaviest of burdens at the foot of the cross. It's something I had to learn a long time ago, but I've gotten better at it over the years because trust me when I tell you, I hear many heavy, painful stories every day from different people. I mean, that's what pastors do. If you're a real shepherd, if you're a true shepherd, is that you're helping folks when they're going through their season of trial and test and storm. And so that's a lot of times when I hear from you is when you're going through your storm and you're going through a trial. I'm talking about a personal trial. And it's in those times, friends, that we also, going through the trial, have to learn to lay it down at the foot of the cross. And I know that's easier said than done. But today we're going to embark on what I consider a journey through the scriptures to uncover divine wisdom that teaches us how to maintain our joy and peace in this crazy world, a world that's increasingly filled with turmoil, despair, and we're living in these challenging times. But God has provided us the blueprint to not just survive, but to thrive. Why have I been talking about the transformed mind so much? Because I believe we are spiritually anchored in his promises, which are yes and amen, hope and a future. Now, look, I'm an evangelist as well. In fact, that's probably the biggest calling I have is to go and make disciples and speak the good news of Jesus Christ. And I have to tell you, it hurts my heart when I hear someone say, I don't know if God can heal me. I'm not sure if he wants to heal me. Friend, I want you to know God does want to heal you. And he absolutely can heal you. And so we're gonna walk through these things today. I want you to believe. I want you to have hope in Jesus Christ. Why? Because he wants you to have hope. Listen, even if I have a special needs brother, his name is Scott. And I'm telling you, we've had a promise from the Lord. The Lord in the car with my mom, you know, when he was in the hospital many, many years ago, she was by herself in the car. She felt the hand of God touch her shoulder and say, I'm going to heal your son. Now, Scotty, we call him Scotty. He had croup and pneumonia. He was born normal. He had croup and pneumonia and he almost died. So basically both of my mom's sons, she only has two kids, me and my brother almost died and the Lord spared both of our lives in different ways. And in my situation, he healed me when I got stabbed 9 times. Praise God, I'm in good health. But my brother, after he got croup and pneumonia, it was severe croup and pneumonia, he became special needs. He was born normal, became special needs. My mom's in the car one day on the way to the hospital while he's still in the ICU. And she feels the presence of God in the car and a touch and heard the audible voice of the Lord, which said, I'm going to heal your son. Now, friends, this has been, what, 40-something years now? And is Scotty considered fully healed in the world standards? No. He is still a special needs adult. He's precious. He's awesome. But he's special needs. So there's moments when God speaks and promises, but it's in his timing, not ours. And this is where we have to really learn to lay the burden down and just be in the peace. Be in the peace of the Lord. Lord, you said, listen, worst case scenario, which is actually a very good scenario, is Scotty doesn't get healed on this earth, but we know in eternity he's going to be in his glorified body and he's going to be healed. So, you know, even if that's the way that God heals him, we're okay with that. See, it doesn't deter our faith. And I want you to understand this, because if you're going through something right now and you're wondering where God is, I don't know who I'm speaking to right now, but somebody need to hear this, because I'm kind of diverting a little bit from the message. I want you to know God is going before you. He has not forgotten about you. He has not ignored your prayers. The key is faith. The key is finding, in a world of chaos, that we're in it, but we're not of it. That we can have joy in the middle of the storm. So our first stop is the book of John. Jesus, his prayer to the Father, he says this. He makes a declaration in John 17:16. He says, they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Now, this is a cornerstone scripture for us to understand our identity as Christians. We've got to get this in every area, whether it's you're waiting for healing, whether you're depressed, whether you're feeling heavy-hearted because of all the nonsense and craziness in our country and our world. We are in the world, but we're not of it. And so, though we navigate this world, our spirit is aligned with the higher kingdom. It's God's kingdom. And this knowledge should empower us, shaping how we react with the world around us. Not as those defeated, but as more than conquerors in Jesus Christ. I want to speak that over you. You are more than a conqueror. You are more than a conqueror. That's what the Lord says about you. Now, in a world that can seem dark, it is dark, joyless. Listen, the Apostle Paul writes to the Philippian church, delivering a very powerful command that appears almost counterintuitive. What does he say? In Philippians 4:4, this is very important, Philippians 4:4, he says, rejoice in the Lord always. And he says it again, and again, I say rejoice. Now listen, Paul doesn't just suggest this. He's commanding us as a father in the faith to rejoice always, not only in moments of ease and comfort, but get this, in every circumstance. Now listen, that is easier said than done. But this joy that he's talking about is not rooted in our surroundings or our situations, but it's rooted in the Lord. This is where the faith comes in, friends. It's a joy that defies logic, because what? It's supernatural joy. Supernatural joy coming directly from our relationship with God. This is why we've got to understand we're in it, but we're not of it. This is why we got to lay it down at the foot of the cross. Whatever that thing is, God is wanting you to relieve yourself from that burden. That burden is meant to wear you out. That burden is meant to get you discouraged. That burden is meant to make you think all kinds of thoughts that are not of the Lord. Here's the deal. There's something called a peace that passes understanding. In the very same chapter, Paul continues to teach us about the peace of God, which is unlike anything that this world can offer. What does he say? Well, Philippians 4:6-7. Philippians 4:6-7 says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And here's the deal. When you do that, when you lay it down, when you lay it down at the foot of the cross, when you let, hey, Lord, here's my problem. Here's my burden. Here's my challenge. Here's the situation I'm going through. This is why we have to be faithful. The faithful, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. We got to be faithful. We've got to continue to pray. Pray without ceasing. We got to trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your understanding. But what does he say here? Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving, let your request be known to God. And here's what happens when you do that. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. How's that done? Through his Holy Spirit. What does that mean? It's a transformed mind state. This is how you get the transformed mind. Whatever it is that you're anxious about, what's the root of anxiety, anxiousness? I mean, you know, a lot of people are dealing with anxiety right now. I hear it all the time. I have a lot of anxiety, Pastor Todd. I need healing from anxiety. Listen, this is because anxiety is not from the Lord. It's something just like depression or oppression, a spirit that's trying to come on you to make you anxious, because the scripture says the opposite. Don't be anxious, but in everything, you take it to prayer, supplication, with thanksgiving. Let your request be known to God, and then the peace of God. I pray the peace of God over you right now. I pray peace. Pastor Todd, look what's going on with Israel. I pray peace over you in Jesus' name. Pastor Todd, look what's going on with our currency. I pray peace over you in the name of Jesus. We're in it, but we're not of it. We know there's going to be wars and rumors of wars. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We support Israel. I do, yes. But here's the thing. Don't take on the burden of what's going on in the world around you. Lay those matters down. This is a discipline. This is a discipline. It's easier said than done. Really? Lay it down? Yes. Lay it down. No matter what it is, you're not going to be able to go where you're going until you get this concept. You've got to learn to lay things down. Listen to me. Very important. And this is what's going to happen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, is going to what? Guard your heart. And your mind, by the way. So the peace is a guard. It's a protector of our hearts and minds. It does not mean the absence of trouble, but it means the presence of God amidst the trouble, regardless of the trouble. It's a peace that exists because our circumstances are, listen, not that they're peaceful, but because we are held by the one who controls the universe. We've got to understand that. You're in his arms. You're wrapped right now in the loving arms of the creator of the universe. So we set our minds on things above. We set our minds on things above. As believers, we are set to focus, listen, our mind on joy, on peace, on things that are good. Paul, in his letter to the Colossians, provides guidance on where our focus should be. He said, set your mind on the things above, not on the things of the earth. Why are so many believers so heavy-hearted? Because they've set their mind on the things of this earth. That's why Paul got ahead of this. He knew this was going to be a problem. In fact, what is the Bible says? Men's hearts will fail them for the fear of the things that are coming upon the earth. This is all an attack on our heart and our mind. See, when you're dealing with mind issues, mind attacks, thoughts, things that the enemy's trying to put in your head, of course, that's a pointed attack against you as a believer. We were told this was going to happen. This is why Jesus and Paul and so many in the scripture talk about our mind and our heart. Because God looks at the state of our heart and the devil is trying to attack our mind. And Paul's saying, look, set your mind on the things above. What does he say? Not on the things of the earth. Doesn't mean we neglect our duties or responsibilities in this world. It means our ultimate hope and the expectation of our ultimate hope are rooted in eternal things. Always living in view of eternity. We're alive, not the temporal. This perspective shift changes everything. So listen, victory is ours. Victory is yours. We got to remember the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he spoke to his disciples on the eve of his crucifixion. This was a moment of imminent darkness and despair. John 16:33, it says, "These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, because I have overcome the world." He's overcome your situation. Now, I want you to understand a little bit more about your distinct identity. We talked about John 17:16. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. And this distinction is not merely about behavior or our morality. It's about belonging. And some of you have felt for much of your life, I can relate to this, by the way, especially in the Christian world. Can I just be honest with you? I've always felt like an outcast. I know that's a pretty big thing for a pastor to say that knows a lot of people in the Christian world. And I'm not against the Christian world, but I've always felt like an outlier. And, you know, listen, I had to find my belonging. And what I found out is, look, I can have friends that are other well-known preachers and things like that. That's great, whatever, you know. But ultimately, this is about my relationship with the Lord. This isn't about who's got likes and follows and who I can have as a guest on my show and all that. I don't, you know, look, that's whatever. But that's not what this is about. We belong. I want you to get this. You belong to the kingdom of God. And it's governed. The kingdom of God is governed by divine principles and the law of love. And our actions, our choices, our lifestyle should reflect the kingdom citizenship. This demonstrates the values that are often in such contrast with what, you know, Obama used to call new norms. Yeah, okay, Obama, new norms. No, thank you. No, thank you. We look at the word of God. It is the same yesterday, today, and forever. We follow the word of God, not your new norms, Obama. So this realization, it empowers us to engage with the world from a position, listen to this, of spiritual security, confidence, because we are ambassadors of Christ's kingdom. Bam, come on. Here's our source of joy. Philippians 4:4. Rejoice in the Lord always. This joy is not dependent on circumstances because its source is from the Lord, his Holy Spirit, his unchanging nature, God himself. It's a call to find delight in our relationship with God, in his promises, what he said, his word, in our salvation he has given us through Jesus Christ. And this joy acts as a wellspring of strength. Where do I say that from? Nehemiah 8:10. A wellspring of strength, enabling us to face life's challenges with steadfastness. By keeping our focus on God, his goodness, we cultivate an attitude of joy that transcends our external worldly conditions. In it, but not of it. The nature of God's peace. The peace that Paul talks about in Philippians 4:6-7 is not the peace that the world would talk about. It's a peace which passes, it says surpasses, all understanding. It's a divine calm. You ever seen anybody with that divine calm? That doesn't make sense from a human perspective. It guards our hearts and our minds, providing stability and serenity in the midst of chaos. This peace from casting our anxieties on God through prayer and supplication coupled with thanksgiving is a peace that reflects a deep trust in God. He's always been looking for a people that will trust him. Now, how do we set our minds on heavenly things? That's part of the transformed life lifestyle. To not be conformed to the things of this world, but to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And what does he say? Die to your flesh daily. There's a daily renewal. It's like picture a button. You push the button, you're renewed. You go deeper in the Lord, deeper in his presence, deeper in his word, deeper in your faith. In Colossians 3:2, when Paul instructs us to set our mind on the things above and not the things of the earth. He's guiding us towards an eternal perspective. This doesn't mean we ignore the reality of our lives or the needs of those around us. Rather, it means our ultimate hope, our ultimate joy, our ultimate peace are not tied to the temporal, but to the eternal. And by focusing on the things of God, his kingdom, his righteousness, his promises, here's what happens. We anchor ourselves in what is unshakable. And this perspective shapes our priorities, our influences, our decisions, and determines our reactions. Let me explain something to you. If you get this and you apply it, you're going to be a changed person. If you haven't lived this way, if you've been walking around with heaviness, if you've been taking on, listen, I love you, okay? And many of you, I'm your pastor. And if I'm your pastor, if I'm not your pastor, it doesn't really matter. I mean, because this transcends either of those. It's just truth. But if I'm your pastor, I really want you to be happy. And I see the heaviness some of you are carrying. Listen, I've done it. I mean, if we get hooked in all these wicked plans and all these wicked agendas, the Fauci, ouchie, as I call it, you know, the jabby jab, all the stuff that's happened to people over the last couple of years, it can be so heavy. And all these different things that God has revealed, all the corruption, all the evil in this world, all the evil plans, it can be overwhelming. People start thinking, well, you know, how can I best prepare? You know, you start going buying a bunch of stuff to prepare. And listen, I'm not against preparing. But ultimately, our mind has to be prepared because we don't really know what they're going to pull. We don't really know what's going to happen. I feel like the next couple of years going into 2030, I think we got about six or seven years here until this whole thing is. I guarantee you that in 7 years from now, the world is going to be a much different place. And we're going to look back. We're going to look back at this time period and we're going to say, man, I wish I knew how good I had it back then. Because here I was walking around depressed and heavy laden. Meanwhile, that was like the best time of my life. See, that's what I want you to understand. Like, we got to go and enjoy the day. We got to enjoy the moment. We got to be present in the moment. We got to enjoy our families. We got to find this peace that passes understanding. We can't let these heavy things, be our existence. In it, but not of it. Overcoming through Christ. John 16:33 encapsulates the victorious assurance we have in Jesus. In the world, you will have tribulation. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Jesus doesn't promise a life free from trouble. But what he promises is his overcoming power. That's the bedrock of our hope and peace. See, in every trial, in every moment of uncertainty, we have a victor, the creator on our side. So being of good cheer isn't about denying the difficulties. It's about holding on to the victory we have in Jesus, even in the face of tribulation. So as we reflect on these scriptures, let us commit to living out our heavenly citizenship with joy, with peace, focus. Focus on the eternal. Focus on what's pure. Focus on what's righteous. Focus on what's holy. Let's engage with the world from a place of divine assurance, embodying the kingdom of God in our everyday lives. May our lives be a testament to the overcoming power of Jesus Christ as we navigate this world anchored in the hope and truth of his word. Hallelujah. I want to pray for you right now. Lord, I just thank you for this person listening. I pray that they would learn, even if today's the first time they've ever done it, or maybe they've done it before, but I pray they'd learn to lay down the burdens that they have at the foot of your cross. I pray right now, anything that's attacking their mind, anything, any weightiness, heaviness, they're bearing the burdens of this world, of this hour, all the evil, all the things that are going on. I pray there'd be a release right now and that they would have such a peace, such a joy, such a rest in it, but not of it, that we would be about the business of your kingdom, that we would walk in the fullness of what you have, that we would embrace this moment, that we know that you're with us. You're not going to leave us. You're not going to forsake us. I pray a peace over this person. I pray healing over their mind, healing over their body in Jesus' name. Right now, devil, you're a liar. We cast you down right now. You are under the feet of this person. You are not in control of their life. You don't have the authority to be in control of their life. This person belongs to the Creator of heaven and earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you receive that right now in Jesus' name? Do you receive healing? Healing in your mind? Healing in your marriage? Healing in all the anxious, anxiety kind of feeling? The stress? I just pray right now the stress is coming off of you. Right now, all that stress, you got to get back focused on the calling that you have. Don't get distracted by these pitfalls, these things that Satan has set up for us to be caught up on. Yeah, we got to know these things are happening, so we pray against them. Pray pointed prayers. But remember, we're in it, but we're not of it. You don't have to be heavy laden. A lot of that actually, you know, when you get stressed out and you allow that to stay in your heart, it actually causes sickness. That's why we got to learn to lay it down. We've got to learn to lay it down. Lay down that burden right now. Lay it, Lord, I can't even bear this burden. I give this to you. I give this burden to you. My finances, I give this to you. My health, I give this to you. My marriage, I give this to you. My kids, I give them to you. Whatever it is, right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I feel the presence of the Lord so powerful right now. Some of you are getting that healing. Receive it. Touch the hem of the Lord's garment right now. Praise God. Praise God. Hey, write me, pastortodd.org, pastortodd.org. Write me. Say, hey, this message helped me. Thank you. I want to hear from you. Pastortodd.org. We love you. We bless you. We'll see you again soon.